You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, it is Patriots Monday, and we are at Gillette Stadium, and Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the New England Patriots, is brought to you this week by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with six New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains won't flow, and by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local member DIF FDIC. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Not the way you drew it up, as they say yesterday.
No. But I mean, obviously, we're going to have to get some things fixed, and we'll have to, start to look at just being able to take advantage of the opportunities when they're there. And we talked about some keys, and I don't know that we all really executed them on all three. There's some good, and there's some bad, and there's always the stuff that gets you beat.
Top to bottom. So coaching.
Yeah, I mean, that's always what it's going to be, and we just have to do a better job of understanding, about winning the second half in some of these games that are close and just getting off to a better start. And, defensively, we settled down. We had three and outs, and we only came away with 3 points. So that is not very complimentary football, and it's disappointing if you're able to do that. We have to be able to put some more points on the board. And then obviously the X plays that we gave up on defense and some of the penalties and things that cost us on special teams. But we hit a good kickoff return that gave us good field position. That got us going on and things that we can build on throughout the game.
Mike, you say coaching better. Take us into the mindset a little bit. It's 3rd and 20. And you seem like you're a little bit aggressive there, which leads to a long play. I know Davis bites on the slant and go. Why not play coverage in that situation?
Well, just still trying to be aggressive and trying to, force a mistake and probably have to play off. And again, just catch and tackle and rally. But we feel like being aggressive right there is what allowed us to get into 3rd and 20. And, just situationally being able to get the guys off, everybody looking at the football, and then we know what it's going to be, and it's going to have to be a catch tackle, but with just trying to make a play and trying to be aggressive in that situation.
When it comes to Drake May, last season he had an issue with trying to force plays to make something happen. Did you see any issues with that yesterday? Did that lead to any of the times where he threw the ball away or maybe put them in a tough position, the interception, of course?
Well, yeah, I thought he was bumped a little bit. We've got to get into these routes and get spacing. And then obviously if the quarterback gets hit, bad things happen, right? Turnovers happen or they get hurt eventually. And that's kind of what I've always said with quarterback gets hit. So I thought he had some really good decisions. I thought he was accurate at times. And then I thought there was some misses. That's how it goes. I thought we protected, for the most part, fairly well. It was never perfect, never will be, but I thought there were some clean pockets and, you know, against a few really good pass rushers.
Just pull this a little closer.
Sorry.
You're cutting in and out here and there, and everybody wants to hear every word you say.
Sorry.
But he threw the ball 46 times. Is that ideal?
No. No, that's, you know, I mean, I think that the way that the game went and where we had to be in the down two possessions, we have to be much more balanced. We, you know, we have to run the football better, more consistently, so that some of these play pass opportunities show up. I thought you saw some good examples of that, whether that was some movement plays by Drake down in the red zone, that, you know, just a flip to hoop and he's able to gain 10 yards. And there's some of those examples, but just, you know, being able to run it more consistently will help us with some of those plays.
What did you think of Will Campbell, his first regular season?
Yeah, I thought I thought it was steady. I thought there were some good plays. I don't think there were any, you know, the couple movement times in a run game, him and Jared might have got disjointed. But I thought that they, you know, played okay on the left side. I think it was a good place to start for two rookies, you know, playing their first game on the left side of the line. I didn't think it was
penalty costly when you have that four.
Yeah, I mean, again, taking that out, you know, I'm talking about the course of the game. Yeah, the mistake in, you know, critical situational football. Yes, but I'm just looking at the overall body of work that it didn't look like they were overwhelmed with a 21 and a 22-year-old on the left side of the line.
Penalties, you happy with? I mean, you're probably
with
any.
But no, I mean, we had a couple on special teams. We had, you know, defensively, there were a few. It was less than ideal, I think, with penalties. We had a couple, you know, the ones on the kickoff return and the punt return are real costly. They chew up so much yardage and take you back. Can't start drives on the 12-yard line and expect to go 90 yards every single time.
Drake's performance yesterday was not up to the standard, I think, that fans and media had expected from him. It feels, from my perspective, that the organization's gone out of its way to make Drake comfortable, as opposed to try and get the most out of him. Whether you think four series in the preseason, you trade the guy that was backing him up last year. Do you think Drake is being pushed enough to be great? And do you think does the culture of this organization and the losing they've been a part of the last several years, does that impact a young guy like Drake May trying to take over?
Man, that was a long question. Just, can you shorten it down for me? Because I promise you, I'm trying to get the best out of every player. But that was just a lot there for me to unpack.
Are you concerned at all about how important it is for Drake May to win? Do you think it's the most important thing for him?
God, I hope so. I mean, I hope winning is as important for everybody. And I want the best from everybody. I want a competitive spirit. And if I don't see that, you know, then we'll have to make decisions and changes at every level. I don't see that. I think that he wants to be at times perfect, and I need to get past that. We all have to get past that. You need to be precise and not perfect. And if you make a mistake, it's the reaction that you have to the mistake that everybody sees, and then they're like, "Oh, wow, that was a mistake." We have to clean our reactions up. You know, our responses have to be much better. And then getting into the flow because you see really good timing and precision and accuracy, and then we see some other misses. But I don't ever concern myself with that. I just want the better performance, more consistent, and continue to grow as a leader and make sure that there is a command to what we're doing, that this is the situation, this is the play. Those are the things that I'm focused on.
Mike, help me understand, because I'm sitting here 4th and 5, inside 5 minutes, you guys decide to punt the football down by 10. When I'm thinking in that situation, you guys are clearly going to go for it.
But obviously, we were going for it on 4th and 5, and then it goes to 4th and 10. And then now I think those numbers change drastically.
Sorry, it was 4th and 5. It never went to 4th and 10. But it was 4th and 5, and you did punt. So it never went to 4th and 10.
We false started, and it went to 4th and 10.
Oh, did it? Okay, I'm sorry about that.
So we were on the ball going for it, and that was the penalty that he alluded to.
Okay,
right after the strip sack.
Yeah, okay.
And again, just trying to, you don't want to be in those situations. Mm-hmm. know, there's a percentage of the fourth and 10. There's a percentage that you
okay.
kick it, and you don't want to kick it 21 yards, and you
right.
and you don't want to give up an X play and all that other stuff. So, again, I've learned that whatever decision that we go with, the steps along the way right. have to be perfect when you're down two scores. And that's if we go for it, we still have to go and, you know, kick a field goal or score a touchdown and then get the ball back. And I was trying to just pin him back, be aggressive, get the ball back and give us a chance to do something. And that clearly didn't happen. There were some good plays. I thought we moved with some urgency to get down there. It was cool to see, you know, Andy make a kick and come back after he missed. So it's a lot of good things. And we just have to, you know, we got to embrace moving on and learning from this and doing it quickly. This league doesn't rest for you. It doesn't wait around.
You called it a game of missed opportunities. Is that what you expect with young guys in general? And how do you make sure that they're able to move on from a loss like that?
Oh, I don't. That's not what I expect. I would want to be clear that I don't think anybody expects that. And we'll see. I think just how we take the coaching and how we come in and the leadership that we have. I talked about that. We'll start to see where that shakes out. And, you know, but I'm confident that these guys will come back. And again, the young guys that we have to get, it was young guys, it was veterans, it's going to be every one of us and not just the rookies or the second year players. It's everybody at all levels working together. And I think you can show them the examples of when it did look good and then the examples of, you know, hey, we're a little disjointed here, or we're not communicating, or we gave up too many X plays, and these were the keys that we had talked about coming into the game.
On Saturday night, Bill Belichick addressed the story that scouts from the Patriots were not allowed onto the campus to scout the Tar Heels. He said that he's not welcome here, so why would he allow Patriots employees onto his campus? Is Bill Belichick welcome here? And were you surprised that he didn't allow the scouts onto campus to scout his players?
Again, nothing surprises me. I would imagine that that Bill, I mean, he came back for the best of my knowledge, Tom's ceremony, so that I would he's welcome back based on the fact that he was there. So I'll just go by that. Since his departure as the head coach here, he's been back, and I'll leave it at that.
Has he maybe been out shopping or something at Patriot Place and not allowed to walk? Does his key card still work?
When you get fired, the key card does not work. I tried it. I went back to Tennessee.
It doesn't work.
They call that a Mancini.
No, the fingerprint doesn't work. The key card doesn't work. No, that's not how it happens.
Chance you get Christian Gonzalez back?
We'll see. He's working extremely hard. I know that, you know. We'll get him in here on a Monday today and evaluate him and see where he goes. And, you know, Christian is working hard and he wants to be back. I do know that.
I got to always ask these questions every week. Temperament, Steph Diggs, not that involved yesterday. He okay afterwards? Feel good about where he's at?
Yeah, I saw some energy from him. I saw some passion. And, you know, everybody just wants to win. And I don't think that he's too caught up on production. I think that we want to win and that make the plays that we're supposed to make. And when the ball comes to you and finds you, you know, we have to be able to do something with it. That's how this thing goes.
Well, Mike, I would say one area where you guys really looked good was your ability to get after the quarterback. Talk a little bit about, you know, what that means, especially for your front seven, that when you can create pressure and make a quarterback uncomfortable, what that means for the team.
Well, I mean, I think that the more times that you're able to pressure the quarterback, just like we talked about with Drake or when getting hit, the more that you can hit a quarterback, you know, obviously that can lead to turnovers. And hopefully, you know, that's the quarterbacks accounted for 65% of all the fumbles last year in the National Football League. So that's the number one target to try to get the ball away from, to be able to hit in the pocket or as he's scrambling or whatever it may be. So, you know, that was good to see. We need to, if we pressure him, we need to be able to tip some passes. We need some pass rush PBUs, and ball production is really what we're looking for. And I'm glad that we were able to hit him the times that we hit him and sack him, but we got to take the next step to get the ball out.
Real game action for Travion Henderson. How do you feel like he fared?
Well,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think we got to give him some space. I think that there were a few times where, you know, maybe he should have gone, maybe one time on a screen, he probably should have kept it outside instead of, you know, rush, you know, cutting it back inside. But, you know, I thought Travion tried to play fast and, you know, we got to open up some holes on the kickoff return too. We got to use that as a weapon and try to be better there. We were much better in preseason than we were yesterday. We had the one good one, but not consistent enough. And, you know, Travion's, you know, going to keep working, and he'll be a big part of what we do.
Max Crosby kind of hit Drake May, barely hit him out of bounds, then made the hands to the eyes crying emotion motion. Was that directed at you?
I don't know.
Were you ready to throw if you had to?
No, I didn't even notice that Max did that.
No. Okay. We don't care about that.
No, I don't.
No, we don't care about any of that.
Well, you talk about the run game and wanting to get more out of it. What do you think kind of took away from that? Because the score was relatively close. Do you feel like it was maybe you just got to stay after it more? Do you feel like
able to move it and not just gain a yard or two? I mean, I think that you have to have a flow. I mean, you got to see some space. You know, you got to give the runner some space, and you have to be able to move the line of scrimmage. And, you know, they play a defense, and there's a guy in every gap. And if you don't move them or you don't create some space, there's going to be a wall. So, you know, we had a couple glimpses and they were moving, but when they move, we got to take advantage of that as well and try to come off and climb to the second level. So we'll need a more consistent and just fine-tuned run plan that we believe in, and you know, quit worrying about some things like, you know, hey, they're in this front, we can't run this. Well, maybe we can, and we'll get back to the basics and trying to move people off the ball and give our back some space to run, and then we'll have to go get the support, and receivers will be a part of that as well.
On to Miami. They didn't look so great yesterday. What issues does that team create?
Well, it's always been a fast team. It's always been a very fast-paced offense with their skill players and what they do. The quarterback, when in rhythm, has been very accurate. We'll have to disrupt the timing of him. We'll have to go on the road. This will be our first regular season game on the road going down there and a division opponent. So I would expect a very challenging and difficult game, and one that we'll have to find a way to win in the fourth quarter.
Do you agree with Wiggy, must win?
No, I don't know. I mean, again, I like to think that they're all
everyone's a must
win. Right. If you look at it like that, you know, that we'd only get so many opportunities. And we only get so many opportunities to win and continue to improve. It is a must improve week. And I think that when you do that, then that will lead to victories.
Or you seem calm and collected after a loss. You're not a throw things around the office guy.
It would be really, you know, my demeanor and what I do, I think, is it would be a reflection of everybody else in here. around the building, and I'm pretty sure everybody feels bad. It's not going to do any good for me to start throwing everything around. I'm sure everybody else, they don't need me to feel worse. I think that everybody wants to win. They put a lot into it. We want to win for the players. We want to win for our fans that have supported us, and that's our job, and that's what we're going to continue to try to do.
Good crowd yesterday.
I want to be able to thank them when they're loud on third down and we get a stop and we win the football game and we make it hard on the other team, but you know, we weren't able to win. But yes, it was great to see even in the rain and everybody out there. Very appreciative of that. I appreciate you mentioning that.
Well, you got, like you said, you got some young guys in the must win, the importance of obviously the conference games and now a divisional game. You know, getting some of these young guys.
I think those are on the road. Yep.
Getting some of these young guys to understand that, you know, some of these guys come from college and they don't know the magnitude. What's some of your, tips or what you'd be telling some of those young guys about the importance of the divisional games?
Well, I think that that's where, you know, that you can steal, when you steal some divisional games on the road, you really have a chance, to make up some ground. Because mm-hmm. That's the fastest way into the playoffs is by winning your division. And maybe they don't quite understand that, like you said. And so, you know, just showing them the percentage, you know, I mean, I'll look up the percentages of the road wins inside the division and how that leads to success later on down the year. But really, I think we're going to focus on making a corrections here today. And then I think when we come in on Wednesday, really have a concrete plan on letting these guys understand the division and what the road games mean and the road environment and all these different things that we have to talk about.
Do you think the second half was in any way a reflection of a lighter camp? A big storyline post-game was the team had not as many players playing preseason, not as much hitting as last year, and then the second half fall off. Does that have any relation?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we started driving. They threw an interception, and they scored. So I don't really think it did. I thought we've had the last 2 weeks. I mean, we've practiced over 30 times. We had three joint practices, an inter-squad scrimmage. You know, that's the history of the football team. We just didn't do enough in the second half, and I don't think that did. It's certainly anybody's opinion. I don't, but I'm just telling you how it went. You know, we got a couple first downs, and I thought it was great that we got a couple first downs. We started on the 12-yard line. We had a penalty on kickoff return. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but we started driving the football through a pick, and they scored. So that's really, to me, how the second half started. And then it was kind of, we traded back and forth, and then we got, you know, we got into the action late and kicked the field goal and, you know, but that was the disappointing part, just is the emphasis that we made on the second half for the last, 2 weeks since we were, you know, starting on the Raiders, of just how many of these games were going to be one score games and how many come down to the second half and the team that was going to be able to, you know, come out and do it. That's kind of how the game went. We just weren't the team that was able to win the second half.
Go ahead.
Booty had a good game. I just wanted to ask, because we were all holding our breath when he went out briefly, what did he bang up in the very beginning of the game, and were you impressed with the way in which he came back?
I mean, he's had a great camp, and he's done a great job. So I'm not going to get into injuries or anything that they were looking at, but he was evaluated, and then he was able to go back into the game. So he did a nice job. He's put a lot into it. It's good to see him get the reward for working hard.
All right, we'll let you get to work this morning.
Okay, so, guys, I really appreciate it.
Good luck, man.
Thanks for taking the time. Coach Vrabel and the conversation with the coach brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. We are at Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday, and we will be right back with this morning's leads next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.